400 grams, majority of larger stores.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, a Treasury minister has confirmed that raw materials needed at British Steel's plant in Scunthorpe are in the UK. Workers need shipments of iron ore and coking coal to prevent lasting damage to blast furnaces. It follows the approval of a law at the weekend to take control of the site from its Chinese owner. Minister James Murray has rejected suggestions that China is a hostile state.
We're an open country that believes in free trade. We want to get investment from other countries around the world in Britain. But when it comes to critical national infrastructure, we have a high level of scrutiny. Because we need to make sure that when there's foreign involvement in those critical national infrastructure projects, we have that scrutiny to reassure the British public.
A report by MPs has rejected claims of two-tier policing over last summer's Southport riots. The Home Affairs Select Committee found the way police responded to them was entirely appropriate. Office-based planners from the army are being brought in to help coordinate rubbish collections in Birmingham. Thousands of tonnes of waste has piled up since the start of the strike by members of Unite in a row over pay and jobs. Workers are due to vote on a partial deal later today aimed at ending the all-out action. The actress Jean Marsh has died at the age of 90. She was best known for starring in and co-creating the TV series Upstairs, Downstairs. Her friend and director, Sir Michael Lindsay-Hogg, paid tribute to her, saying she was as wise as funny as anyone he'd ever met. And an all-female space flight is due to take off later, the first of its kind since the 1960s. The crew for the Blue Origin launch will include the singer Katy Perry. The flight to the edges of space will last just over 10 minutes. A look at the weather. Outbreaks of rain for most today. Some sunny spells for southeastern areas, though, with highs of 16 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Good morning. Monday morning. Hope you're easing into it okay. It's Joanna Gosling with you in for Alexander Armstrong. How's this first piece for Gorgeous?
Joanna Gosling
on Classic FM.
Thank you. The Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 is coming.
Starts Friday morning at 9.
Classic FM.
Ah, that's a lovely start, isn't it? The second movement of J.S. Bach's Keyboard Concerto in F minor, played by Isabel Faust and the Academy of Ancient Music, Berlin. And before it, Capricorn and the Choir of New College, Oxford, brought us Fauré's Pavane. Is Joanna Gosling with you this week, in for Alexander Armstrong as he's off on his holidays? Do say hi. You can text me on 61812. What are you up to this week? Perhaps you're listening from somewhere different as it's the holidays, or you're on the road. Let me know where I'm keeping you company. I woke up with the signs of a cold this morning. I sprayed some of that cold repellent stuff, and now I feel like I'm firing on all cylinders and raring to go. So that's a win already for me. Any little wins for you? And talking of wins, well done to Rory McIlroy winning the Masters. Wasn't it moving seeing him celebrating with his family after a tough year? Loads of lovely music lined up for us to enjoy together this morning, including Bernstein's America, especially for Rory, and the slow movement of Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 6. Plus, the famous five, of course, for you at 10:30. Big old mug up for grabs at the end of the week if you stack up the clues every day. Right now, with the brand new Classic FM Hall of Fame soon to be revealed, let's enjoy a former number one in the chart. It's Mozart and the finale of his clarinet concerto. Thank you. finale of Mozart's Clarinet Concerto in A Major, played by Andrew Mariner and the London Symphony Orchestra. Former Classic FM Hall of Fame number one. Will Mozart retain his crown as King of the Countdown with the most entries? Join us from 9 a.m. on Friday as we reveal the 2025 Hall of Fame across the Easter weekend. It's a Monday morning win for Hannah in Kent. Morning, Joanna. I picked up a free lawnmower over the weekend and I've just mown my front lawn while taking a work break. Well done, Hannah. 61812 or email me, Joanna Gosling, via classicfm.com. I've got the first clue for you in this week's Famous Five in a moment. First, let's enjoy the second movement of the final work Tchaikovsky ever wrote, his Sixth Symphony. Playing it for us on Classic FM, it's the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. That was the second movement of Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony, played by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra on Classic FM. Hi, Joanna. Thank you for the Mozart, helping me while I varnish all the woodwork in my hall. Love the show. Matt in Inverness. Good work, Matt. Okay, it is time for the first clue in this week's Famous Five. Friends and family gather round to sing. Hit a ton and you'll hear from the king. Your day to enjoy and have lots of fun. You get the key to the door when you hit 21. Here it is again. Friends and family gather round to sing. Hit a ton and you'll hear from the king. Your day to enjoy and have lots of fun. You'll get the key to the door when you hit 21. What do you reckon it is? I'll reveal the answer before 11.
Sunshine music all spring.
This is Classic FM.
Ah, perky for a Monday morning, isn't it? Tico Tico by Zequinha Abreu, played by the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. And before it, Joshua Bell and the Philharmonia Orchestra brought us America by Leonard Bernstein. Okay, Famous Five, Jenny and David in sunny Norwich, Sylvia in West Sussex, Jennifer in Angus, you're all right. Morning, Joanna. Welcome to the Famous Five. Is today's answer... I hope so, as my recent attempts have been sadly lacking, as ever. Alan in Wanstead. Alan, I remember you from before, and I'm really happy to say you're right. Okay, time to hear the heavenly voice of Elin Manahan Thomas on Classic FM with Vivaldi's Beautiful Nulla in Mundo Pax Sincera.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Music from a cracking TV show. That was Nicholas Britell's main theme for Succession, played by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And before that, it was Nulla in Mundo Pax Sincera by Vivaldi, performed by Elin Manahan Thomas and the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment. How are you getting on with today's Famous Five? Well, all will be revealed after music from C.P.E. Bach and Mikhail Glinka on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
The Overture to Ruslan and Ludmila by Mikhail Glinka, played by the Malmö Symphony Orchestra. And before it, we heard the finale of the Cello Concerto in A Major by C.P.E. Bach, played by Nicholas Alstedt and Arcangelo. Thank you for Nulla in Mundo. My younger daughter sang it beautifully at her older sister's wedding, and hearing it takes me back to that wonderful day. That's from Wendy in Salisbury. So, how did you get on with today's Famous Five? Friends and family gather round to sing, hit a ton, and you'll hear from the king. Your day to enjoy and have lots of fun. You get the key to the door when you hit 21. The answer I was after was birthday. Well done if you got it right. I'll have another clue tomorrow morning at 10:30. Okay, time to catch up with the latest news and weather at 11 with Dom. And then in the next hour, I will be revealing the first track from my brand new album of the week. And we'll also hear the current number one in the Classic FM Hall of Fame.
Classic FM.
It was an Easter tradition that started when we were kids. Mum and Dad hiding eggs in our garden. And when me and my brother had children of our own, it continued, even when Dad was no longer with us. This year will be no different. Mum watching her grandchildren hunt for eggs in the same garden. Because thanks to Home Instead, she's still in the family home, creating new memories. Find out more at homeinstead.co.uk. Award-winning home care you can trust.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Do you ever feel like getting back under your duvet in the middle of the day? Ferroglobin is a great-tasting liquid formula with iron, which contributes to the reduction of tiredness and fatigue and normal formation of haemoglobin. Ferroglobin from Vitabiotics at Boots, pharmacies and vitabiotics.com.
Ever wondered how it feels to explore Europe on a luxurious river cruise? Or which local delicacy you'll try on board each evening? Ever wondered what it's like to fall asleep in one country, then awake in another? Or how our local guides always find the finest spots at every stop? With a free superior drinks package on all our luxury European river cruises, ever wondered what you'll raise a glass to first? Book with Riviera Travel, a Which? Recommended provider for 13 years.
Have you ever felt like your investment advisor is giving you an off-the-shelf retirement plan? That they just want to put you in a box? But who wants that? At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a box. We create a plan that's just right for you, because it's only right for us if it's right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats, and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
Thanks to their unique boutique spirit, there really is nothing quite like a Saga River Cruise. There are the elegantly designed Spirit ships, the all-inclusive dining, and of course, Saga's carefully selected excursions. You know, they'll even drive you to and from the airport with their nationwide chauffeur service.
How long now, Charles?
Oh, half an hour.
Marvellous. Search Saga River Cruises. Experience is everything. 2026 season on sale now. Chauffeur service available on UK mainland. Full terms apply, over 50s only.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert. Nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker,
play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, China has warned the UK against politicising trade after the government passed emergency law to take control of the Chinese-owned firm British Steel. The foreign ministry in Beijing says Chinese companies investing and trading in Britain should be treated fairly. The site in Scunthorpe is the last British factory that can make steel from scratch. Treasury Minister James Murray says closer scrutiny is now required.
Xinye, the company involved, have behaved irresponsibly. We've been negotiating with them in good faith since the general election and have made a generous offer to them to keep production at Scunthorpe going. What became clear in recent days is that they were accelerating plans to close the blast furnaces, which is why we had to act so quickly to get the legislation in on Saturday in the House of Commons.
Xinye says keeping the site operational was costing them £700,000 a day. A report by MPs has rejected claims of two-tier policing over last summer's Southport riots. The Home Affairs Select Committee found the way police responded to them was entirely appropriate. Tom Harrigan has more details.